Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in the Gospels. Today we have a fascinating story of the, we'll start off with concerning the faith of a Gentile woman. It's recorded for us in the Gospel of Mark chapter 7 and Matthew chapter 15. But I think I'll take a look at Matthew chapter 15 for us today. So if you have your Bible, you could turn with me to Matthew chapter 15 and follow along, or else I'm just going to read it to you, starting in verse number 21. We read, "Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from the region and cried out to him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed.'" Once again, we see somebody out of, certainly in a place of desperation and wanting to go to Jesus for help. And I think that's a wise thing for us to do. But we don't have to wait till we're in a place of, we're in desperate straits, but we should bring all things to God in prayer, everything with thanksgiving, and get God involved with all of your concerns. Peter, in fact, he speaks and he says for us to cast our cares upon him. Why is that? Because he cares for us. But notice this lady. She says, "My daughter is severely demon-possessed." It doesn't give us much more of a description about this young gal, her daughter, but obviously she was tormented, and the problems that were occurring probably within the home and the community was devastating to the mom, and so she came to Jesus. And her being from the area of Canaan up there in Tyre and Sidon, if you have your Bible map, you can look at where it's at. You go up along the coast to the northern part up there in the port city of Tyre, and that's in Sidon where you'll see the story taking place where Jesus had taken. We will remember that port was used a long time ago when they were building, Solomon was building his temple. They would ship the wood and bring them down from the Lebanon area for the trees of Lebanon down to the port city of Tyre and Sidon, and they would bring them on down, and that's what they would use for a lot of the construction of the temple, as it has been mentioned before. Tyre is mentioned several times in the Bible. There's a beautiful prophecy there in the book of Ezekiel about this area, Tyden, but it was definitely a Gentile port, a port town. As our story goes on, "But he," Jesus, "answered her not a word." Can you picture this? And it's almost a picture that Jesus was kind of being cold to her. I can't imagine it, that unless there was something that he was wanting to do and involving this lady here. And his disciples came, urging him, saying, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." Isn't this so typical of a mom? Especially a mom who's hurting. She's not going to take no for an answer. She was very persistent and very concerned for her daughter. And so Jesus isn't going to listen to me. I'm going to get the disciples. And so they were asking Jesus to deal with the situation. But he answered and said, "I was not sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, except for the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And so as they would sit at the table, around the table, he said, it's not good just to take the bread that was supposed to be given to the children, the house of Israel, really, as he was referred to, and give it to the dogs. And that's what Gentiles, another word for Gentiles, was dog at that time. But the thing is so great, when you look at this story in the original language, the Greek, this word for dog is actually a word for puppies, the little itty-bitty puppies. And so Jesus was saying this to her, and she said, "Yes, Lord, but yet even the little dogs or the little puppies eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And you could almost picture this. as if you've had a dog or a little dog around. If there's anything that falls along the on the floor, the kitchen floor, boy, they're right on top of it. Forget about their dog food. Anything that we're eating, they'll eat. You know, they love to go get it. And then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to your desire." And the daughter was healed that very hour. So what can we see from this story? I believe it wasn't that Jesus didn't want to heal this daughter or help this woman from this poor little girl that was demon-possessed, but rather he was trying to do something that he tries to do in all of our lives, is to draw faith out of us, to have us to grow in our faith, to put our trust truly in God. As Jesus said, "Woman, you're great is your faith." And she was putting her faith in God. If he just says anything, just give me a little word of encouragement, I believe that'll be enough. And so she believed, and she saw the desire of her daughter being healed. Can you imagine the joy of that woman? The excitement when she got home to be around her daughter, how she was just so excited about the things that happened in her life as she saw her daughter being healed. And then in Mark's account, it goes on and it tells us that, again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. So now on a northern part of Israel, after you leave the area of Tyre and Sidon, you go along the northern part of the Sea of Galilee area to the east side of the Sea of Galilee, which was known of these 10 cities known as Decapolis, is where Jesus is. Then they brought him who was deaf, who had an impediment in speech, and they begged him to put his hands on him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his finger in his ears. And he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be open." Immediately his ears were open. Immediately his tongue was loosed and he spoke plainly. Then he commanded he should tell no one, but more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaim it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes both the dead to hear, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak." You know, isn't that so true? Jesus does all things well. But one thing that you see here in our two stories is you really can't put Jesus in the box. He does his healings a lot of times in different ways, because every person is unique, is an individual, and God has his ways of touching us, having us to grow in our faith. This time, for whatever reason, it tells us he just simply, what he did, he put his finger in his ears and he spat and he touched his tongue and boom, he lifted up unto heaven and said, "Be healed," and he was healed. Other times he just spoke the word. Like the woman whose daughter was demon-possessed, he says, "She'll be healed," and she was healed. Isn't it great, the God that we serve? I think it's good that we learn to trust him and allow him to do the work that he wants to do, and that we too would echo what they said there, that Jesus does things well. He's concerned about your well-being, and he wants to bless you this day. May we look to our Lord and Savior this day, and just trust him, because he truly does well. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.